Scotiabank has donated its building in Glace Bay to a community group serving vulnerable people. It's been vacant since the bank closed its location last year in a move to consolidate local branches. The community group runs a drop-in center called Townhouse, a place where people can get clothing, a hot cup of coffee, and there are programs there to help people find work or volunteer opportunities. CKOA Radio was at the new Townhouse location, where about 200 people gathered for an opening ceremony. Executive Director Patty McDonald says many people were disappointed when the bank closed down late last year, given other businesses have also shut down. But she applauds the bank for the donation as it adds life to the downtown area.
And I know it's difficult for a business to leave a community. And I know what that feels like as, you know, us as a community having a business leave and thinking, oh, another one, right? Another business is leaving, another empty building. And I think, you know, I appreciate so much that Scotiabank really wanted to leave a legacy of support. So even though it no longer made sense for them from a business perspective to be in our community, they really wanted to make sure that they were giving something to the community as they left. And I think that that is just so valuable, and I will forever be grateful to them and for their patience for all of the phone calls and all of the emails. I'm just so grateful.
McDonald says when her group decided they'd pursue the idea of asking the bank for a donation, she was anxious to have a look inside so she could start putting together a formal request.
I came over here, and this is a working bank. And so I came over very excited because I thought, well, I need to know what's in the building in order to write this proposal. So the tellers were right where our tables are now, the teller booths. And I went to one of the tellers and I said, hi, I'm Patty from Townhouse and we're going to ask for this building. I'm just wondering if I could do a quick tour. And she looked at me and she said, I'm going to have to check with my manager. So she went and talked to her manager and came back and looked pretty uncomfortable. And she said, no, I'm really sorry. It would have to be after hours.
McDonald says she later realized her request for a tour probably seemed suspicious, but her intention was not to plan a heist.
And then it clicked, and I said, oh, right, of course, you can't give me a tour because you're a bank. And I'm a random person off the street. So thank you for your time. And I left the building and thought, oh my gosh, if they get robbed, I am suspect number one. So thankfully, the bank wasn't robbed. We sent in our proposal and then started working with Scotiabank, and they accepted our proposal for the donation. And, you know, we're just so wonderful to work with.
Meanwhile, McDonald gives credit to Mayor Cecil Clark for his advice in helping to move the request along. Clark echoes McDonald's comments that filling a vacant building with activity is a boost for the community.
As you can see by today, this is going to be a thriving hub in Glace Bay. And it also is credit to the Scotiabank for looking at future opportunities when they did make a closure. They didn't walk away and just leave it into ruin. What they're doing is allowing people to put new life with new purpose. This is about putting new life in our community, and I think it's a great opportunity.
Both McDonald and Clark also mentioned the volunteer work of Municipal Councillor Dave McKeegan, who represents the Glace Bay area. He is also a board member for Townhouse. During the open house, he said, Townhouse has been serving clients since the 1960s, and the donated building marks a new phase for the community hub.
What began with providing clothing, a nursery school, and cooking classes for mothers and students has grown into so much more. It's 80 years later, and we still offer clothing and cooking classes. No more kindergarten because the schools took that over. But we also provide a wide range of essential services.
Scotiabank was asked if it would make similar donations with other closed branches. In a statement, it said, the future of a building following a bank closure is determined on a case-by-case basis. The original Townhouse location near the new center will remain open in the meantime to help with services. For the Local Journalism Initiative, Bill McCush, Coast Radio News.